And I think we should have this gentleman in as a guest each and every day of the week.
Around lunchtime?
Around lunchtime, yeah, after 11:30, our celebrity chef, Gavin Foreman. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Now, I've got to say, we've got your recipe, which is on the website. It's butter chicken today.
Yes.
It looks and smells very good. We'll taste it in a moment.
Yeah.
I was going to go with the lunch that I have prepared, and everyone bags me out for my fruit sandwiches.
Banana, I understand. Yep. The other one you spoke about, mm-hmm. I'm not quite with you there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll take the butter chicken.
Yeah.
And I'll give you my two slices of bread. We'll chop the apple up and you can have an apple sandwich.
No. I don't know how to say that nicely, but no, thank you.
N-O exclamation point. Everyone else says the same thing. They look at me as if I'm a little stranger than they normally do.
Yeah, I can understand.
Yeah. And I'm not coming from a good base to start with.
No, you're not. Especially what you admitted off air about...
never mind.
We won't go about that.
No, everyone's musical taste and stylings are to themselves. Look, this is a very... Oh, let's just get straight into it. A butter chicken.
Yes, it's my version of butter chicken, which is not traditional and really, really simple to make. And I believe it's just as tasty. It was actually taught to me by an Indian girl. So I think it's semi-authentic.
Okay, so what's the difference between a more traditional butter chicken that we may taste when we go out versus yours?
I don't make the entire sauce. The way I make it is I make a pumpkin soup. I make a spiced pumpkin soup with cumin, ginger, and make my soup up. It's onions, carrots, blitz it all up with sweet potato. But I do use a paste on my chicken. I cook my chicken separately, roasted with tandoori paste. And then when it's cooked, I mix the two of them together.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm down with that.
That's very, very simple.
It's very nice. And
so it gives you the same colour, it gives you the same texture, it gives you the same smell, and hopefully the same taste.
And the heat and spice level?
It's up to you. It's how much paste you put on. The most of the heat comes from the tandoori paste. So if you don't want as much, add more yogurt, whatever side of the fence you're there, and just tone it down or heat it up. I've actually added a little bit of chili sauce to mine just to give it a little more hit.
Okay.
Enjoy.
And I don't have a glass of milk standing by to sort of numb this down. So we'll give it a go.
Go for it.
Okay, here we go. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, well, while you're having that, it was either that or it was going to be the Vindaloo goat curry, but I thought you may not get through till 12 o'clock if you had that.
Which wouldn't be good.
No, that wouldn't be good. So I went with the milder butter chicken, which I think is very close to what you get in a restaurant.
I've got to say, that's fantastic.
You like that?
I really do.
If you can turn an oven off and make pumpkin soup, you can make that chicken.
Oh, I think I've just found out what my next job is to do at home for the next couple of days.
Well, as I said, it's very simple. I use a little sweet potato, half a butternut pumpkin, half a large sweet potato, one onion, chop it up, carrot, sweat it down, add your little spice mix. I added a little bit of garlic as well. That's optional. It's on the recipe, but I like to add it and get the flavour through. So, yeah.
That is awesome.
You like that?
That is the best thing I've tasted
since an apple sandwich.
And that's an original Mark Rule creation. Now, this is a really good recipe on our website as well, so have a look at it and make your own.
Yeah, don't be scared, because if you can make pumpkin soup, what Australian can't make pumpkin soup?
True.
You just add a little bit of spice to it and put your chicken in. The secret is, when you're adding the chicken out of the roasting tray, get all the juices as well. Get all the bits that have fallen off and make sure that goes in. Mix it through. Serve it with rice.
This is fabulous. I think we better stop talking so I can eat the rest of this. And you just very quickly, you've been off on a little expedition since we saw you last.
Yeah, I was up in Glen Innes at the Celtic Festival, the Standing Stones, an incredible festival. If anybody wants to go along and see something authentically Celtic, that's the place to go.
Were you kilting it up?
That will remain between me and the tent. Okay. But it is a great festival, and it's not just Irish. There's Scottish, Isle of Man, parts of France, Brittany, yeah.
Okay. You don't like to give too much away, though.
No.
No, no. That's our chef, Gavin Foreman. Butter chicken, what a fabulous dish he's made for us this week. Who knows? He'll have to keep this up week in, week out.
Yes, I've got a great idea for the next one. I don't know how game you are.
I'll give anything a go once. 2NURFM 103.7.